Hello.
Hey Jake.
What's up, Josh?
Hey, I have a question for you. I got out of class this week and I was like, damn, I keep getting stuck defending until I get past. And I haven't been able to like really get my offense going. So the question is, once you defend something, like how do you find those openings to then go into off balancing in your sweeps and whatnot, instead of like just defending, and like getting lost? I feel like I'm missing those openings.
Right. It's definitely a means to an end, the defensive cycles. Are there any like specific positions or just like a general question and then dive into specifics? What do you think is the best way to approach it?
Maybe we do, general, and then we can dive in. I mean, specifically for me, I've been in knee shield a lot, like just playing with low knee shield and in half guard, bottom half guard. Or even during an open
Gotcha.
guard, like getting past, like while trying to get my grips and hooks and
Right. So I would say it very commonly happens from open guard where like someone is just going side to side and the bottom person is just reacting until they get their guard passed. It's a pretty common scenario, especially if the person on top is like relatively athletic compared to the person on the bottom, because the biggest advantage the top person has is speed, right? They're on their feet, they can move much faster. So if you're playing that side to side game, the bottom player is going to lose. Pretty much is the gist of it. So in my opinion, it's like the bottom player might need to make some sacrifices in order to just not play that game. And what that sacrifice could look like is kind of letting them get deeper into a guard pass, letting them get more committed to one side before you react. Because basically, what they're waiting for is your reaction. And then off of your reaction, they're going to switch sides. So if you wait longer to react, then they're going to have to commit more to that side. And then hopefully, by them committing more, it allows you to make some sort of connection to them. So, like you grab their ankle, you hook their leg with, your reverse De La Hiva hook or De La Hiva or whatever you end up connecting to them just to make it so now at least they can't go side to side. And now they're going to be like probably pressuring into you and getting into more of those like knee shield situations that you were referring to. So, yeah, I would say just like first things first from open guard. Like stop the side to side movement. And I think two really good ways, which we covered when you were here, I remember one of the ways at least was the self frame aspect of it, where you have those self frames on yourself. So when they do try and throw your legs from side to side, you're holding yourself and preventing your knees from just getting like smashed all the way. So basically the point of that is to make them commit to a side. And when they commit, you're stopping their side to side movement through connection. Frames, and connection would be two good ways to prevent them from going side to side. So I'll stop there and then get your initial thoughts, and then maybe we dive into like the knee shield, half guard kind of stuff.
And then connection, I guess, is also a means to an end, right? Because once you make connection, the goal is, I guess, maybe you're slowing down their offense, but then from there to go into an off cycle or an offensive cycle, or like an off balance. So let's say they're going side to side, you have them commit to one side, and then you do get a hold of their ankle. Do you have any tips on then transitioning into some kind of an off balance? I guess maybe it's just so dynamic, I'm just missing those openings. And I don't know if that's just pattern recognition or.
I would tend to look at where their shoulders are relative to their hips. So if their shoulders are in front of their hips, you're going to try and put them on their hands. If their shoulders are over their hips or behind their hips, you're going to put them on their butt. So it's probably not going to work, but you're going to off balance them enough, hopefully, to improve your connection. Pretty much. And then with an improved connection, maybe you try another off balance and that doesn't work, but you upgrade your connection once again. And now you're kind of in a more advantageous position to set up your attacks. So I would say that's the general like indicator is kind of where their shoulders are relative to their hips. And then I guess another indicator would be where their feet are. Cause if their shoulders are like in front of their hips, but their feet are like perpendicular with you, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like it could be very difficult to bring them forward because their base is like on that plane. That makes sense. So I would say the way those two kind of stack up with each other kind of indicates where they're vulnerable to be off balance. So like in an ideal world, their stance would be perpendicular to you and their shoulders would be in front of their hips, which means you're basically going to put them on their hands like every single time.
Right.
So that is, yeah, those are the two things I would look for.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I picture someone on a skateboard and you're just pushing them forwards or backwards in a way.
Right.
But yeah. And you know, I think that was a good nugget for me is that position of their shoulders and hips. I feel like a pattern with newbies like myself, I'm seeing is getting so tunnel vision, right? I'm like looking at their ankles, like where can I grab their ankle? Like where are their hands versus seeing that. And then maybe in my periphery sensing that their shoulders are this way, or like they can be off balance this way or whatever. Yeah. I guess more time in there will allow me to like see broader what's happening, where the vulnerabilities are. That's a good tip.
Right. And watching like Gordon Ryan's, I forget if it's his open guard or guard retention instructional, but in the rolling footage, like sometimes he misses the foot or he doesn't get like the best grip on the foot, but it's a good enough grip pretty much to get what he needs to work. So what I'm trying to say by that is like right now you're probably like looking at their foot and grabbing the foot and then looking up at them being like, okay, now what do I do? You know, whereas opposed to he is like literally like, okay, maybe I grab the foot, maybe I don't, but I'm going to off balance this dude. And then maybe I can improve my grip after I get his hands to the mat or whatever, you know, like as soon as he steps in to like Gordon's reverse De La Hiva, and like his foot goes from being like parallel to perpendicular because he's like trying to step up around the corner. Like Gordon's off balancing him, whether or not he has the foot or not. You know, like the foot's not the make it or break it detail at that point. So he's like, yeah, either way, I'm getting your hands to the mat and then I can grab your foot the way I want to, or I can wrestle up or do whatever I'm going to do, you know? But his focus is the posture, not getting like the perfect grip on the foot, you know?
Yeah. Does that apply? So I think as you were talking, I think this is what's happening to me. I'm in open guard. They're doing stuff. I'm defending. They get through, which is maybe that sacrifice. They get closer to pass. Now I'm in knee shield, defending. And then they get through again. So yeah, would the same concept happen at knee shield of which way their center of gravity may be leaning towards and just then going into off balancing that way?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So like if they're like leaning off to the side or something like that, maybe you could like, instead of crossing your feet, maybe you've seen people like use a higher knee shield and kind of like kick the person with your like knee shield leg, so they have to put their hand on the mat or something. So like that would be one off balance, or you just bring like your knees to your chest and maybe try and like get them over if they're like really pressuring into you, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you're just trying to, exactly like you said, you're just looking at their posture and trying to figure out where can I off balance this person? And then when you off balance them, hopefully you have some setup. Do you know, like, is there like a specific attack that you're going to from half guard?
So it's interesting. I think right now I get stuck in half guard. I get my knee shield in there to create some distance, but I don't like going to close guard. So I just don't end up re-guarding to close. So then I end up just trying to get back to butterfly guard. And then sometimes when I'm in butterfly guard and they clear a hook, I'm back in knee shield again. So I've been trying to go to butterfly. In my mind, I know there's this underhook to like this wrestle up kind of move to the dogfight position, I think they call it, but I haven't really given it enough. And then I know there's also this deep half. So sometimes I actually go for the deep half and push them over me and then try to wrestle up from behind. But that's a question for another day, is the wrestling after off balance. I end up just back on bottom again, but at least I'm getting the off balance. So yeah, that's so far what I've been doing or trying to.
Yeah. So I guess my question would be like, how are you trying to get your butterfly hook in? It's right. Really, like, are you just like,
it's bad. It's probably real bad, dude.
You're just like, probably you're waiting for them to like take some sort of like grip that you can like, oh, now he like gave me space to pummel in my butterfly hook kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. If he backs out.
So in other words, you're like, you're waiting for them to like go into offense and you're trying to counter the offense, which I think is fine. Like, it's kind of like taking the escape approach where it's like, it's going to be hard for me to escape if you're just like sitting here. And like, in order for me to loosen you up, I would have to expend a lot of energy to create motion to give me enough space for my like limbs to start coming in. Right. It's easier just to be like, I'm just going to sit here and wait for you to move and try and attack me. And then I'm going to get my limbs in. Right. So basically you're taking that approach to trying to upgrade your knee shield to butterfly half guard, or maybe even like full butterfly guard.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I think it's hard to say effective, but like, because it might not be as efficient. Like, if you're not good at off balancing people, it can be tiring if you're like having to use a lot of energy to off balance people. But if you're good about off balancing people where they're vulnerable, it shouldn't require as much energy as you think it would.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like in your mind, like you should be trying to off balance people, not with the intention of going into a wrestle up or whatever, or like going into deep half so I can do this like fancy move that I learned. You're like literally just trying to off balance people enough to get them to like post their hand on the mat so you can pummel in your butterfly hook. Like, that's literally all you're trying to do. And then from there, you know, like how to potentially like enter into like your single leg X and that kind of stuff. So I would say like just try and off balance people. Don't be so defensive in the sense that you're just like waiting for them to go into offense and you counter, but don't be so offensive that you're like trying to complete moves instead of just like take the little victory, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like playing the middle ground. It's like I'm very much these days, I'm like not flashy at all and just like take the path of least resistance. That's like super safe. That's my advice.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I think a piece of it highlighted here as you're talking is like this mindset shift of like, I think that a piece of it for me is just like, oh, I got to like defend. But I should also have a better mindset of like, dude, let me like mess with this guy a little bit during this and just like play around with making it things confusing and like tricky. So yeah, I think I'm going to.
And then you'll get past, like when you're trying to off balance people, you're definitely, it's not going to work like a lot of times. And you're going to be like, oh man, I thought I could off balance him this way, but like he had this grip and I just felt like I had no power with my like leg to off balance people. But like, at least now you have like a question that you can ask, like, okay, this pass, I was trying to off balance him this way and I couldn't. And then your instructor would be like, yeah, because his foot is on the ground over there. You can't see it, but like he backstepped and his foot is right there. And you're just like trying to off balance him right into his base. So like, so then you'll be like, oh shoot, now I got to come up with a better solution or like a different angle for the off balance or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I think you start to problem solve as opposed to just like blindly throwing stuff against the wall kind of thing.
Yeah. It reminds me of Josh McKinney on the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu show talk about the end goal method. And he said the first step, like, I think the end goal method is basically pick a technique and then you just try looking for that in all your roles. And he mentioned for a long period of time, let's say like a month or 6 months or whatever. And the analogy he used is like, if someone came, I think someone went to his house and he said that if they drove from like the airport to his house once, like they have no one route there, but if they keep getting lost and like keep trying to find the way to his house over weeks and months, now he knows the whole city and many routes to the house. And he said, the first step in the end goal method is to get it wrong. So like, I'm trying to go for the camera and just keep getting it wrong. Like, oh, here's a dead end. Here's another dead end. Oh, this way works. And then eventually you just drill in all the paths to the destination you're trying to get to, which I thought was a great analogy, but I think makes sense here, where before I was just defending, trying to off balance, but I would just not even recognize. And so I would just get discouraged, like, oh shit, I'm just getting passed again, versus like, that didn't work. Why not? What's the route through?
Right. Yeah. And then, another potential solution, I think that's a really good analogy. And like another potential like solution that you could look for would be like, okay, I cannot let them get like this grip, you know, like that would be another, like you understand where the battle is that matters pretty much. So like, yeah, sure. They can take a crossface, but I don't really care if they take a crossface as long as they don't, you know, get a near side underhook or whatever. Cause if they get a near side underhook, it kills my off balance this way. And now I got to like change my strategy completely. So yeah, you kind of just like will learn like the grips that matter and that shut down your offense. So, yeah.
Would another example of that be like, if I'm on bottom half, their far arm that, or the far, I guess their left
arm. Like their cross facing.
Yes. Arm? Yes. Their cross facing arm, yeah, like yeah. Controlling that wrist.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't let them control your head kind of thing is like a good general principle for like everything.
Yeah. So many things to keep in mind in such short dynamic positions. But that's the fun of this game.
But yeah, that's why it helps to keep things like super generic. Like, look at where their shoulders are relative to their hips. Like, don't think about like, how am I going to grab? Should I grab his foot like this? Should I grab his foot like this? I need it to be like slightly below the Achilles, like just on his calf. Yeah, it's like, dude. In these like dynamic situations, it's very difficult to be that precise.
Yeah. It makes sense. And I think a good argument that it's not the most important thing, like you said, it's like you can adjust later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cool. That makes sense.
Hopefully that helps.
Thank you. Definitely helps. Like, keep an eye on the shoulders and the hips. I think even in a peripheral sense of like, oh, their weight is can be shifted this way. And then have the mindset of just like messing with them while you're in defense, not just like holding this wall. Yeah.
Right.
Cool. This hotline, man, it's very helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Cool. Thanks to our millions of listeners for leaving 5-star reviews.
Yeah. For everyone who's, I think we're at like 500,000 5-star reviews now, half our audience. So thank you everybody for leaving them. We could use a little more. And the Submeta sales are going through the roof. Everyone's using the discount code because it's so much cheaper when you use the code 1-800-BJJ-HELPH and Submeta. Save $16 on your first month. So thank you everyone who's been doing that. I hope you find it helpful.
All right, later, Josh.
Cool. See you, Jake.